mid terraced house built of stone, which came from the local quarry in Manchester, which is just by Manchester Park. We used to go and play in this quarry. And very solid house. You're going through the front door, a long passage through to the living room. So you'd have your front room, which we weren't allowed to play in. That was kept as special and tidy, and my mother had a sort of a dresser where she kept her best crockery in there that was never ever used. The middle room, that was where I had the Hornby train set on the floor and where all my toys were. And then you had the back room, which was the living room. We had no bathroom. There was no bathroom when I was a youngster there. My dad actually converted a coal shed, which is out the back, into a bathroom later. But there was a kitchen there, but it was very, very sparse, wasn't it? And tile floor, no carpets or anything, and wash basin, a sort of stone wash basin, I remember being in there. And then upstairs with three very big bedrooms, actually. It was quite a big house, really, looking back. And of course, between us and the house next door, there was a sort of yard, and it was a delightful area because we could play cricket there, you know, out of my pads, and we'd a soft ball, obviously, and we'd be bowling and hitting the window. I can remember my father shouting, "What's going on there? You'd be smashing that window." But it was a lovely area, you know. And actually, Manchester was a nice place to grow up, I think, at the time.
If you didn't have a bathroom, how did you wash then? How did you have a bath or?
Well, we did have one of those tin baths, you know. I remember having a tin bath, the large tin bath, and filling it up with hot water. And then, obviously, I came in. I don't remember my father coming home and washing in it, but he must have. I remember Mum putting me in it. And obviously, years later, we did have a bathroom. But I don't think my brother ever had to. I think my dad must have built that so towards the end of the 50s.
Did you had hot water in the house then? You had hot and cold water?
Oh, we couldn't have had it earlier on, come think of it, no. No, I think my father actually put in a hot water boiler. I remember him doing that, no. And that must have been the 50s because we didn't move there till 49. Yeah, there wasn't there when we moved in. It was my grandparents' house, of course, when my grandparents died. My mum and dad moved in there.
But you had electricity, did
We
you?
had electricity, yeah, I remember
What about a
electricity.
toilet then? Where was that?
No, the toilet was at the back, wasn't it? We went at the back of the toilet in the middle of winter. It was quite cold out there. Toilet. It was attached to the back of the house. It wasn't down you know, it wasn't a tee back down the bottom of the garden. It was just at the back of the house attached. And of course, I remember the old newspaper as well, in the toilet paper.